Hello and welcome to another installment of the Tolkien Professor's Middle English series in support of the Fairy and Fantasy class at Washington College. Today I'm going to read the complete text of Sir Launfal in Middle English. Sir Launfal, edited by Anne Liskaya and Eve Salisbury. Beduchti Arthur's dawas that held Ingelond in gold lawas, there fell a wonder cas. Of a lie that was y setta, that hicht Launval, and hata yetta, knew Herkneth who it was. Dochti Arthur some wheela, sojourned in Cardevilla, with joy and great solace. And knichtes that were profitable, with Arthur of the Rune Table, never known better their nas. Sarah Percival and Sir Gawain, Sir Gaharius and Sir Agrafrine, and Launcelot du Laca. Sir Kai and Sir Ewine, that well couth a ficht in plain, battles for to take. King Ban Bucht and King Boss, of Ham there was a great loss, men saw though nowhere hermaka. Sir Galafra and Sir Launfal, whereof a nobler tala among us shall awaka. With Arthur there was a bachelor, and had he bay well many a year, Launfal forsooth he hicht. He gaf giftes large leeche, gold and silver, and clothes reeche, to squeer and to knicht. For his largesse and his bounte, the knicht's steward mad was he, 10 year e you plicht. Of all the knicht's of the Table Round, so large there nas none funda, be dies ne be nicht. So it befell, in the 10th year, Marlin was Arthur's counsellor. He rad him for to wende, to King Rion of Ireland reeked, and fet him there a laddie bricht, Gwener his doctor hende. So he did, and home her brooked, but Sir Launfal leaked her nocht, ne other knichtes that were hende. For the laddie bare loss of switch word, that she had lamanes under her lord, so fell there nas none ende. They were y wedded, as y you say, upon a Whitsunday, before princes of much preed. No man no may tell in tala, what folk there was at that bredala, of countries fair and weed. No other man was in Harley set, but he were prelate, other baronet, and hertis nocht to hida. If they sat nocht all illica, her service was gold and richer, certain in eche seda. And when the lordes had ate in the hall, and the clothes were drawn all, as ye mujer and leather, the bottlers sent and wheen to all the lordes that were therein, with chair both glad and bleath. The quain yaf giftes for the nones, gold and silver and precious stones, her courtesy to Keith. Ever each knicht she gaf brooch other ring, but Sir Launfal she yaf nothing, that graved him many a seether. And when the bridal was at ende, Launfal took his leave to wende at Arthur the king, and said a letter was to him come, that death had his father in nome, he must to his burying. Though said a King Arthur that was hende, Launfal, if thou wilt fro me wende, tak with thee great spending, and me soster son is two, both they shall with thee go, at home they for to bring. Launfal took leave, without a fable, with knichtes of the Runde Table, and went forth in his journey, till he come to Carleon, to the mayor's house of the toon, his servant that had he bay. The mayor stood, as ye may hear, and saw him come read up and blare, with two knichtes and other mayne. Against him he had way in noma, and said, Sir, thou art well come. Who fareth oor king? Tell me. Launfal answered and said than, he fareth as well as any man, and Ellis great ruth it wore. But Sir Mayor, without lazing, I am departed from the king, and that ruth may soar. Ne theeth are no man beneath ne above, for the King Arthur's love, honour may never more. But, Sir Mayor, I pray thee paramour, may I take with thee so jure, some team we knew us yore. The mayor stood and bethought him there, what micht be his answere, and to him than gan he sign. Sir, 7 knichtes han her har in e norma, and ever e white when they will come, that arn of little Bretagne. Launfal turned himself and luch, thereof he had a scorny nuch, and said to his knichtes twain, Nu may ye say, switches service, under a lord of little priest, who he may thereof be fine. Launfal awayward gan to read, the mayor bad he should abide, and said in this manner, Sir, in a chambre be me orchard seed, there may ye dwell with joy and pride, if it your will were. Launfal anun rectus, he and his 2 knichtes, sojourned there in fair. So savage a leech his god he beset, that he warred in great debt, reeked in the first year. So it befell at Pentecost, switch tima as the Holy Ghost among men kend gen licht, that Sir Hugh and Sir John took her leave for to gone at Sir Launfal the knicht. They said, Sir, your robe is beth torrent, and your treasure is all is spent, and way goth ewel I dicht. Than said Sir Launfal to the knicht is fray, telleth no man of me poverty, for the love of God all micht. The knicht is answered, and said though, that they nolde him rea never more all this world to win. With that word they went him fro to Glastonbury, both a two, their King Arthur was in. The king saw the knicht is hende, and against him Hagan wende, for they were of his kene. None other robbers they na had, than they oot with him ladder, and though were tortora in thinne. Than said Quain Gwenora that was fell, who fare the prude knicht Launfal, may hay his arm is wailder? Yea, madam, said the knicht is than, he fareth as well as any man, and ellis God hit shende. Much worship and great honour to Gwenor the Queen and King Arthur of Sir Launfal, they tell, and said, he loved us so that he walled us evermore at will have he held. But upon a rainy day it befell, on hunting went Sir Launfal to chassy and halt his whore. In our old robbers we yed that day, and thus we baith he went away, as we before him wore. Glad was Arthur the king, that Launfal was in godly king, the queen hit rue well sore, for she walled with all her micht, that he had a bay both die and nicht, and pines more and more. Upon a day of the Trinity, a feast of great solemnity in Carleon was holder. Earls and baroness of the country, ladies and borgies of that city, thither come, both young and old. But Launfal, for his poverty, was not bade to that assembly, little men of him told. The mayor to the feast was off sent, the Marius daughter to Launfal went, and axed if he wold, in Halle Dina with her that day. Damosel, he said, nay, to Dina I have no heart. 3 dies there been agone, mate ne drinker, ate e none, and all was for povert. Today to church he wold have gone, but may fouted hosen and shone, cleanly breech and shirt, and for the fout of clothing, ne micht he in the papal thringe, no wonder though may smerte. But o thing, damosel, I pray thy, saddle and bridle lend thou my, a wheeler for to read, that I micht comforted be allowed under this city, all in this undern tide. Launfal dicht his corsair, without a knave other squeer, he rode with little pride. His horse slawed and fell in the fen, wherefore him scorned many men, about him fair and weed. Poverly the knicht to horse gan spring, for to drive away looking, he rode into the west. The weather was hot the undern tide, he licht a dune and gan a bead under a fair forest. And for hate of the weather, his mantle he fell to gider, and set him down to rest. Thus sat the knicht in simplity, in the shadow under a tree, fair that him liked best. As he sat in sorrow and sore, he saw come out of Holt's horror gentle maidenes two. Her kirtles were of Inde sandal, elassed smaller, jolly and well, there make none gyre go. Her mantle is ware of grain fell fet, y bordured with gold, reeked well y sette, y pellured with grease and grow. Her head is were deeked well with ala, everych had on a jolly coronal, with 60 gemmes and more. Her faces were wheat a snoo on duna, her roda was red, her ain were bruna, y sour never known sweetcher. That own bar of gold a basin, that other a tulle, wheat and fien, of silk that was gold and richer. Her kerchievers were well sheerer, arrayed with richer gold weirer, Launfal began to seech her. They come to him over the hoth, he was courteous, and against him goth, and great him milde leecher. Damosels, he said, God you say. Sir Knecht, they said, well they bay, ur ladi dam triamur, bad thou shouldest come spake with herre, if it were thee wille, sere, without a more sojour. Launfal hem grounded curtis leecha, and went with hem milde leecha, they were in wheat as flour. And when they come in the forest on heech, a pavilion y telled he seech, with mirth and muchul on oor. The pavilion was ruth forsooth, y wis, all of work of sarsinis, the pommeles of crystal. Upon the top an airn there stood, of burned gold, rich and good, y lourished with rich amal. His ain were carbuncles bricked, as the mona they shone a nicht, that spriteth out over all. Alisandra the conqueror, ne King Artur, in his most honour, ne had an unshewish jewel. He phoned in the pavilion, the king is doctor of Olirun, Dam Triamor that hicht. Her father was king of Fiery, of Oxient, fair and nich, a man of muchel micht. In the pavilion he phoned a bed of priests, y helled with purpur bees, that samely was of sicht. Therein lie that laddie gent, that after Sir Launfal had y sent, that lavesome lemede bricht. For hate her clothes doon she did, almost to her girdles did, than lie she uncovert. She was as wheat as lilia in May, or snow that sneweth in winter's dye, he saith never known so pert. The red rosa, when she is newer, against her rode, nes nacht of hue, I dar well say in cert. Her hair shone as gold weere, may no man reide here tira, ne nacht well thinken hurt. She said, Launfal, me leman sweet, all me joy for thee. All me joy for thee, ilata, sweating paramour. There nis no man in Christen tay that e love so much as they, king neither emperor. Launfal beheld that sweeter weeth. All his love in her was leith, and cased that sweet a floor, and sat adoon her beside, and said, sweating what so betide, I am to thine anur. She said, Sir Knecht, gentle in hende, I wot thee stat, or din ende, be nacht a shamed of me. If thou wilt truly to me taka, and all women for me forsaka, rich I will make thee. I will they yave an alner, I mad of silk and of gold clair, with fair images thray, as oft thou puttest thy hand therein, a mark of gold thou shalt winne, in what place that thou be. Also, she said, Sir Launfal, I yave thee blanchard, me stayed a lail, and gifre, me owen knava. And of me arm is o pencil, with three ermines y painted well, also thou shalt have. In where ne in tournament, ne shall they grave, no knecht his dent, so well y shall they save. Than answered the gentle knecht, and said, Grammarse me sweeter wicht, no better kept y have. The damosel gan her upsette, and bade her maidenes her fette, to her hond is water clara. It was Ido without a let, the cloth was sprayed, the board was set, they went to her sopera. Mate and drink they had a fiena, piemont clar and Rhenish weena, and Ellis great wonder it were. And when they had soupeth, and the dye was gone, they went to bed, and that anon, Launfal and she in fera. For ply, little they slept that nicht, till on morn it was dye licht, she bade him arise anon. He said to him, Sir gentle knicht, and thou wilt spake with me any weicht to a derne stede thou gone, well privily he will come to thee, no man alive ne shall may say, as still as any stone. Thou was Launfal glad and blithe, he could a no man his joy achieve, and kissed her well god wone. But of all things, Sir Knicht, I warn thee, that thou make no boast of me, for no ken is made. And if thou dost, I warn thee before, all me love thou hast forlore. And thus to him she said. Launfal took his leave to wende, Gifre cade that he was hende, and brook Launfal his stede. Launfal leapt into the Arsoon, and rode him home to Carleon, in his pover wede. Though was the knicht in hert at wille, in his chambre he held him stille, all that under and tide. Than come there thorch the city 10, well he harnesseth men, upon 10 summers reade. Some with silver, some with gold, all to Sir Launfal had shoulder, to present him with pride. With richer clothes and armour bricht, they axed after Launfal the knicht, war he gana bide. The young men were clothed in inde, Gifre he rode all behinde, up Blanchard wheat's floor. Though saith a boy in the market stood, Who fairer shall all this god? Tell us, paramour. Though said a Gifre, It is he sent to Sir Launfal in present, that hath laved in great dolour. Than said the boy, Nis he but a wretcher? What there any man of him wretcher? At Mayor's house he taketh sojour. At the Mayor's house they gone alicht, and presented the noble knichte with switch gold as him was sent. And when the Mayor saith that richesse, and Sir Launfal as noblenesse, he held himself foolish shent. Though said the Mayor, Sir, par charite, in Halle to-day thou wilt ate with me. Yesterday he had he meant at the feast we wold han been in Sama, and he had solas and gama, and erst the where he went. Sir Mayor, God for yelde thee, whilst he was in me poverty, thou bade me never deen. Nu he have more gold and fay, that mean friendes han sent me, than thou and alla thine. The Mayor for Shama away yede, Launfal in purpur gan him shrede, e pillared with wheat ermine. All that Launfal had borrowed before, Gifre, be tile and be score, yald it well and fine. Launfal held a richer feastes, 50 fed a povre guestes, that in mischief were. 50 buchtes stronger stades, 50 yaf richer wades, to knictes and squiere. 50 rewarded religions, 50 delivered povre prisons, and mad him quit in share. 50 clauded gestures, to many men he dead honours, in contres fair and nere. All the lordes of Carleon let cree a tournament in the toon, for love of Sir Launfal, and for Blanchard his gold stayed, to witter who him wold spade, that was he mad so well. And when the day was he come, that the justice were in enome, they read out also snell. Trumpers gan her bames blue, the lord is reading out a rue, that were in that castell. There began the tournament, and each knick laid on other gold dent, with masses and with swerdes both. May Michty say some therefore stayed as he won, and some he lore, and knicht his wonder wroth. Sith the runde table was a better tournament there nas, he dar well say for soth. Many a lord of Carleon that day where he bore a doon, certain with uten oath. Of Carleon the rich constable rode to Launfal without fable, he knowed no longer abide, he smote to Launfal, and he to him, well sterner strokes and well grim, that were in each a seed. Launfal was of him he ware, out of his saddle he him bare, to groon that ilka tide. And when the constable was bore adoon, Gifre leapt into the Arsoon, and away he gan to ride. The Earl of Chester, thereof saith, for wrath in heart he was wode nech, and rode to Sir Launfal, and smote him in the helm on hech, that the crest a doon flech, thus said the French tala. Launfal was muchul of micht, of his stead he did him licht, and bar him doon in the dala. Than come there Sir Launfal aboot, of Walsha knicht is a great root, the number e not who falla. Than micht may say sheld is reva, sperres to bresta and to driva, behind an eck before. The ruch Launfal and his stead is dent, many a knicht verament to grund was a bora. So the priest of that tournay was delivered to Launfal that day, without oath he swore. Launfal rode to Carleon, to the mayor's house of the toon, and many a lord him before. And than the noble nicht Launfal held a feast rich and real that lasted 14 nicht. Earls and baroons fala, samely were set in sala, and really were a dicht. And every day dam three amour she come to Sir Launfal boor a day when it was nicht. Of all that ever were there though, saith there none but they two, Gifre and Launfal the knicht. A knicht there was in Lombardia, to Sir Launfal had he great envia, Sir Valentina he hicht. He heard a spake of Sir Launfal, who that he couth justy well, and was a man of muchel micht. Sir Valentine was wonder strong, 15 of faith he was long. Him thought he brent a bricht, but he micht with Launfal player in the field between hem twaya to justy other to ficht. Sir Valentine sat in his halla, his messenger he let he calla, and said he must awenda to Sir Launfal the noble knicht that was he hold so mitchell of micht to Bretagne he wold him sende. And say him, for love of his layman, if she be any gentlewoman, courteous, fray, other hende, that he come with me to justa, and cape his harness from the rusta, and ellis his manhood shende. The messenger is forth he went, to do his lord's commandment, he had a wind at willa. When he was over the watery comma, the way to Sir Launfal he hath a noma, and great him with word is stilla, and said, Sir, me lord Sir Valentina, a nobler wearer, and quaint of Gina, hath me sent thee tilla, and praith thee for the lemanes saca, thou shouldest with him justice taka, though loch Launfal full stilla. And said, as he was gentle knicht, thilka day of 14 nicht, he wold with him ply, he yaff the messenger for that teeding, a noble courser, and a ring, and a robe of rye. Launfal took leave at three amour, that was the bricht baird in boor, and cast that sweater my. Fana said that sweater wicht, dread they nothing, sir gentle knicht, thou shalt him slay that die. Launfal nolded nothing with him have, but Blanchard his stede, and Gifre his knava, of all his fire may nay. He shipped, and had wind well goad, and went over the salt of flood, into Lombardia. When he was over the watery com, there the justice should be noma, in the city of Atalia. Sir Valentine had a great host, and Sir Launfal abated her boast, with little compania. And when Sir Launfal was edict, upon Blanchard his stead leaked, with helm and spear and shelda, all that saw him in armes bricht, said they saw never such a knicht, that him with e'en beheld. Though rede together these knicht is two, that her shaft is to brost a bow, and to shivered in the felda. Another course together they rode, that Sir Launfal helm of glowed, in tal as it is telda. Sir Valentine loch and had good gama, had Launfal never so much a shama, beforehand in no ficht. Gifre ked he was good at neda, and leapt upon his maestre's steda, no man ne saith with sicht, and ere that they together mette, his lord's helm he on sette, fire and well a dicht. So was Launfal glad and blither, and thunked Gifre many seether, for his deed so muchel of micht. Sir Valentine smote Launfal so, that his shield fell him fro, anon reeked in that stunda. And Gifre the shield uphenta, and brooked it his lord to presenta, ere hit cam doon to grunda. So was Launfal glad and blither, and rode again the three deceither, as a knicht of muchel moonda. Sir Valentine, he smote so dare that horse and man both dead were, groaning with grisly wound. All the lords of Attalia to Sir Launfal had great envy that Valentine was y slough, and swore that he should die ere he went out of Lombardia, and be hunged anto drawa. Sir Launfal braid out his fachon, and as licht as dew he laid him doon in a little drawa. And when he had the lordes slain, he went again into Bretagne with solas and with plough. The tiding come to Arthur the king, anon without lazing, of Sir Launfal's noblesse. Anon he let to him send, that Launfal should to him wend at St. John's mass. For King Arthur would a feast to hold, of earls and of barons bold, of lordinges more and less. Sir Launfal should be steward of Halle, for to a gie his guestes alle, for couth of largesse. Launfal took leave at Triamur, for to wend to King Arthur his feast for to a gie. There he found mirth and much honour, ladies that were well breeked in boor, of knichtes great companie. Fuchty dies lest the feste, riche, real, and honeste, what help it for to lea? And at the 40 dies end, the lordes took her leve to wend, everych in his partie. And after mate, Sir Gawain, Sir Guiarius, and Agrafine, and Sir Launfal also, went to dance upon the grain, under the tour there lie the quain, with 60 ladies and mo. To laid the downs Launfal was set, for his largesse he was loved the bet, certain of Alatho. The quina lay out and beheld him alla. "I say," she said, "downs larger Launfal, to him than will he go. Of all the knichtes that he say there, he is the fierest bachelor. He na had a never no weef. Tida may god other illa, he will go and wit his willa, he love him as me leaf." She took with her a companie, the fairest that she micht a spia, 60 ladies and fief, and went hem doon anun richtes, ham to play among the knichtes, well stilla withouten strief. The quaine yeed to the foremost ende, between Launfal and Gawain the hende, and after her ladies bricht. To dounce they went, all in sama, to say him ply, it was fair gama, a laddie and a knicht. They had a minstrels of much honours, fiddlers, citolers, and trompours, and ellis hit were unricht. There they plied, forsooth to say, after mate the summer's die, all what it was nay nicht. And when the douncing began to slacka, the quain a gans Launfal to counsel taka, and said in this manera, "Certainly, sir knicht, ye have they loved with all me micht more than this 7 year. But that thou love ye may, cert is ye dear for love of they, Launfal me leman dare." Then answered the gentle knicht, "I nell be traitor, deine nicht, be God that all may stare." She said, "Fion they, thou coward, a hungeth worth thou he and hard, that thou ever weary bore, that thou livest, it is pity, thou lovest no woman, nay no woman they, thou were worthy for Laura." The knicht was sore ashamed, though, to spake a namicht he forego, and said the quain before, "I have loved a fairer woman than thou ever laidest thine eye upon this 7 year and more. Here loth lockest maida without a wenta, michta beta bea quaina than thou in all thee leave." Therefore the quain was sweet a ruth, she taketh her maideness, and forth he goth, and to her tour also bleave. And anon she lay doon in her bed, for raitha sick she her bread, and swore so must she thrive. She wold of Launfal be so a rake, that all the lawn shall of him spake within the day's fief. King Arthur come fro hunting, blithe and glad in all thing, to his chamber then went he. Anon the quain on him gan cria, but I be a raker, I shall die, mean heritor will break a thray. I spak to lownfall in me gama, and he besoft me of shama, me layman for to be. And of a layman his yelp he made, that the loth lockest maida that she had, micht be a quain above me. King Arthur was well wroth, and be God he swore his oath that Launfal should be sclawa. He went after dochty knichtes to bring a Launfal anun richtes to be hungeth and to drawa. The knichtes soft to him anon, but Launfal was to his chamber gone, to han had solace and plowa. He soft his life, but she was Laura, as she had warned him before, though was Launfal unfawa. He looked in his alnair, that found him spending all plein air, when that he had a neda, and there nas none, forsooth to say, and Gifre was he reed away, up Blanchard, his steda. And all that he had before he won, hit malta snow against the sun, in romance as we read. His armour that was wheat as floor, hit become of black colour, and thus than Launfal said. Alas, he said, me creature, who shall I from thee endure, sweating triamour? All me joy I have for Laura, and they that may is worst for, thou blissful burden boor. He bate his body, and his head ache, and cursed the mouth that he withspake, with care and great dolour. And for sorrow in that stunde, anon he fell a swoogh to grunde, with that come knichtes for. And bound him and lad him though was the knicht in double woe before Arthur the king. Then said a King Arthur, feel a taint traitor, we madest do switch yelping, that thee lame manes loth locus maida was fairer than me weef, thou said, that was a fool lazing, and thou besoftest her before than, that she should be thee layman, that was misprudely king. The knicht answered with agra maud, before the king there he stood, the quain on him gan lia. Saith that he was ever y born, he be soft her hair beforen, never of no folia. But she said, he nas no man, ne that may loved no woman, ne no womanes compania. And he answered her, and said, that me lemanes loth lakest maida, to be a quain was better worthia. Certes, lordinges, it is so, I am ready for to do all that the court will loke. To say the south, without lace, all together who it was, 12 knichtes were drive to boke. All they said a hem betweena, that knew the manners of the quaina, and the questa toke. The quain bear loss of switch a word, that she loved le manas without her lord, her never on hit forsoke. Therefore they said in all, it was long on the quain, and not on Launfal, thereof they gone him scare. And if he micht his layman bring, that he mad of switch yelping, other the maiden is ware, breaked ere then the quain of Hugh, Launfal should be holded true, of that in all manera. And if he micht not bring his life, he should be hunged as a thief. They said in all in fair. All in fair they made proffering, that Launfal should his layman bring, his head he gan to lie. Then sighed the quaina, without lazing, if he bringeth a fairer thing, put out me e'en grey. When that wajur was tack on hond, Launfal thereto two bar was fond, noble knichtes twain. Sir Percival and Sir Gawain, they were his bar was soth to sign, till a certain day. The certain day, I you plicht, was 12 month and 4 nicht, that he should his lemon bringe. Sir Launfal, that noble knicht, great sorrow and care in him was licht, his hondes he gan ringe. So great sorrow him was upon, gladlich his leaf he wolde forgone, in care and in marning. Gladlich he wold his head forgo, ever each man therefore was woe, that wist of that teeding. The certain die was nae king, his borrowers him brocht before the king recorded though, and bade him bring his life in sicht. Sir Launfal said that he ne micht, therefore him was well woe. The king commanded the barons all to yave judgment on Launfal, and dampney him to Sclaw. Then said the Earl of Cornwall, that was with him at that counsel, we will it nach do so. Great shame it wear us all upon, for to dampney that gentleman that hath be hend in fray. Therefore, Lord Ingus doth be married, or king way willeth another way later, out of Launfal shall flay. And as they stood thus spaking, the baron saw come reading 10 maidens bricht of blay. Hem thought they were so bricht and shana, that the Lord Locust without a wainer had a quainer than micht bay. Thoch said Gawain, that Curtes kneeked, Launfal, broder, dread they no wicht, her cometh the lemon hinder. Launfal answered and said, I wis, none of ham me lemon nis, Gawain me lefely friend. To that castell they went a richt, at the gat they gone a licht, before King Arthur gone they wende, and bade him mak ready hastily a fair chamber for her laddie that was come of Kinge's kende. "Ho is your laddie?" Arthur said. "Ye shall ye witte," said the maid, "for she cometh reader." The king commanded for her saka the fairest chamber for to taka in his palace that tide, and anon to his barons he sent for to yave a judgment upon that traitor full of pride. The barons answered and unreeked, "Have we seen the maiden is breeked? We shall not long abide." A new atal they gone athaw, some of wail and some of woe, her lord the king to quame. Some dampened Launfal there, and some mad him quit in scare. Her talis were well brame. Though soch the other 10 maiden is bricht, fairer than the other 10 have seeked, as they gone him dame. They ride upon jolly moilers of spine, with saddle and bridle of champagne, her lorraine's leaked gone lame. They were eclodeth in sammy tira, each man had a great desire to say her clothing. Though said Gawain, that Curtes kneeked, Launfal, here cometh they sway to wicht, that may thee bolter bring. Launfal answered with dreary thucht, and said, Alas, I knew hem nocht, nay none of all the offspring. For they went to that palace, and licht at the he dais before Arthur the king. And greater the king, and quain eck, and o maid this word is spak to the king Arthur. Thine hall agreed, and hail the wallace, with clothes and with richer palace, against me laddie triamour. The king answered a bedaina, Welcome, ye maidenes shana, be your lord the savour. He commanded Launcelot du Lac to bring hem in fair, in the chamber there her fellows were, with mirth and much honour. Anon the quain supposed Gila, that Launfal shulled in a wheeler, be I mad quit in scare, thorch his leman that was coming. Anon she said to Arthur the king, Sir Curtis, if thou were, or if thou lovedest thine honour, I should be a rake of that traitor that doth me chaungy chair. To Launfal thou shouldest not spare, the barons driveth they to be smara, he is him lafe and dare. And as the quain spake to the king, the baron saith, come reading, a damosel alone, upon a wheat comely palfrey, they saw never none so gay upon the ground agone. Gentle, jolly, fes breed on bua, in all manner a fiery newa, to wonny and worldly wona. The laddie was bricht as blosma on brera, with e'en grey, with lovelich chera, her lyra licht shone. As rose on rees her rod was red, the hair shone upon her head, as gold weir that sheeneth bricht. She had a croon upon her moulde, of richest stones and of gold, that lofsome lamede licht. The laddie was clad in purpur pala, with gentle body and middle small, that samely was of sicht. Her mattel was forred with wheat ermine, irreversed jollyf and fien, no richer bay ne micht. Her saddle was samely set, the sambus where grain fell fet, y painted with imagery. The bordure was of bellas, of richer gold and nothing else, that any man micht espie. In the arsoons, before and behinde, were twa stones of inde, gay for the maestria. The paitrel of her palfraya was worth an earldom, stout and gay, the best in Lombardia. A gerfalcon she bar in her hond, a soft a pass her palfrey fond, that men her should beholde. Thurch Carleon rode that laddie, twa wheate grey hundes ron her be, her colours were of golde. And whaun laun fall sauch that laddie, to all the folk he gone cree on he, both to young and olde. Her, he said, cometh me leman sweta, she micht me of me ballis beta, yef that laddie wolde. For she went into the halla, there was the quain and the laddies alla, and also King Arthur. Her maiden is come against her, reeked, and tak her stirrup, one she licht, of the laddie Dam Triamour. She dade off her mantle on the fleet, that main should her behold the bait, without a more sojour. King Arthur gan her fair a greater, and she him again with wordes sweeter, that were of great valour. Up stood the quain and laddie stoot, her for to behold all aboot, who even she stole upreeked. Than were they with her also donna, as is the mona again the sonna, a day when hit is licht. Then said a she to Arthur the king, Sire, hither he come for switch a thing, to scare laun fall the knicht, that he never, in no folia, besoft the quain of no druria, be day as ne be nicht. Therefore, Sir King, God keep thou nima, he bad her knocked, but she bad him, her leman for to bay. And he answered her and said, that his leman's loth longest maida was fairer than was she. King Arthur said without an oath, each man may say that is soth, brichter that ye bay. With that Dam Triamour to the quain gaith, and blew on her switch a breath that never eft micht she say. The laddie leap on her palfrey, and bad him alla have go die, she nold no longer abide. With that come Gifre also pressed, with Launfal's stede, out of the forest, and stood Launfal beside. The knicht to horse began to spring, anon without any lating, with his leman away to ride. The laddie took her maidenes achon, and went the way that she had e'er gone, with solace and with pride. The laddie rode forth Cardavilla, fair unto a jollyf ila, Ollyroon that hicht. Every year upon a certain day, may her laun falles stayed anigh, and him say with sicht. Ho that will their axe justice to cape his armes fro the rustas in tournament other ficht. Dar he never further gone, there he may fiend a justice anon with Sir Launfal the knicht. Thus Launfal with uten fable, that noble knicht of the runde table, was taken to Fyria. Seth saw him in this land no man. Nay, no more of him tell in a can, for sotha without a lea. Thomas Chestre mad this tala, of the noble knicht Sir Launfala, god of chivalria. Jesus that is heaven a king, gave us all his blessing, and his mother Maria. Amen. Explicit Launfal.
Okay, I hope that was fun. I'm going to begin posting the class sessions from the Fairy and Fantasy class very soon. Like, probably within minutes. So stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening, and Godspeed.